So I'm going to try to wrestle a little bit with you this, what does it mean to be content, and try to come up with a bit of a definition. But watch this commercial.
How old is the Earth?
The Earth is 4.54 billion years old.
Do you know what the sun feels like on your face?
I am not equipped to answer that.
It feels amazing!
Now you make a wish.
Searching the web for wish.
There it is!
He's so slimy.
Can you hear the ducks? You wouldn't believe the view. Wow, look at the stars.
There are over 100 billion stars in the galaxy.
But have you ever seen a shooting star? That's what I thought.
So we're all going to go buy a Nature Valley bar after this. Why do I show that? I think the company did a very, very good job of bridging the gap between modern amenities, a smart device. You get a young girl who's interacting with nature and a smart device. And I kind of like at the end when she turns that smart device off and stays in the moment and just enjoys nature. Is that a definition of contentment? It might be. For some of us, it might not be for others of us. Scripture passage up there is from Philippians 4, 10 to 13. It's taken out of the NET translation. Paul says this, I have great joy in the Lord because now at last you have again expressed your concern for me. Now I know you were concerned before but had no opportunity to do anything. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content in any circumstance. I've experienced times of need and times of abundance. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of contentment, whether I go satisfied or whether I go hungry, have plenty or have nothing. I am able to do all things through the one who strengthens me. You see, we celebrate Thanksgiving because God provides and because God sustains. We are here today because God provided for us not only all the necessities of life, but all the necessities of life everlasting. We are here today because God's protective hand is also sustaining us in all situations, in all circumstances, even if we don't necessarily see it. Because we can recognize very quickly that life is very, very fragile. And we know that circumstances can turn on a dime, can they not? And yet we're here today because of the grace and the love of our God. And we can say, thank you. And see, the truth is that we can all readily admit to what I just said. We're here because God provides. We're here because God sustains. But yet we can get so lost in the hectic pace of life. The cares of our life can overshadow our vision of God's provision and a sustaining activity. And that's why contentment can feel so elusive. You've heard that term, kind of nailed jelly to a wall, right? How do you do that? How do you actually practice contentment? Is contentment happiness? Is contentment ease of life? Can we define contentment as absence of conflict or difficulty? Is contentment meaning at some point I finally have enough? What happens when I'm unhappy or when life is difficult or when I'm faced with more conflict or discomfort than I ever bargained for? How then do we experience contentment? In Habakkuk, the prophet writes a very good couple of lines here. He says this, because he's eagerly waiting for God's hand to redeem him and his country. And he says this in Habakkuk 4, verses 16b to verse 19. Yet I will wait patiently for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. Though the fig tree does not bud and there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails and the field produce no food. Though there is no sheep in the pen and no cattle in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to go on the heights. How's that for a definition for contentment? You go ahead and advance the slide for me, please. You can advance it one more for me, please. This is kind of a definition that I kind of settled with. Contentment is a state of satisfaction that is anchored to our confidence in God that results in a joyful celebration of life. Contentment, a state of satisfaction that is anchored to our confidence in God that results in a joyful celebration of life. You see, when Paul, in the context of Philippians, writes about contentment, he says, I have learned how to be content. I believe that he's talking about the basic essentials of life, the basic necessities of life: food, water, clothing, shelter, security. Paul says, I know you wanted to help me. You haven't had that opportunity yet. Thank you for helping me with a financial need, is what he's specifically talking about. He says, but I have learned under these basic necessities of life. One of the reasons I pulled that commercial out is because I'm thinking in my culture, in my day, the basic essentials of life are not my marker for what's contentment. In our culture, that's our right, isn't it? It's our right to have food, clothing, shelter, safety. And we go, because I have that, does that mean I should be content? I don't usually think of it that way. I think of what's added beyond that. What goes beyond the basic essentials of life? Issues like rest and peacefulness and entertainment and leisure. And so sometimes we have come to equate contentment with a really good vacation or a comfortable home or a satisfying job or well-behaved children or enriching friendships, or a glass of fine wine in front of a warm fireplace on a cold winter's eve. That's contentment. What does contentment look like while you're in the thick of and the busy of family life? What does contentment look like while you're enduring a job that you greatly, greatly dislike but you cannot afford to quit? What does contentment look like when you're lonely and longing for a deep and enriching friendship? I like what Paul says. I'd like to suggest to you that contentment does not come naturally. Paul says, I have learned how to become content. I have learned. It's a process. Paul says, I've learned it from another source. And I think that at this point in his life, I think Paul's an older man. He's been around a while. He's experienced a few things. And in my work with children, I certainly would not equate contentment most of the time with what makes children happy or unhappy. But yet, I can just look in the mirror. I was having a conversation with someone the other day. Some of you know that I'm a tool guy. I love working with tools. And one of the worst things I discovered recently is Marketplace on Facebook. And just yesterday, my discontent meter was very high as I was perusing yet another item I'd like to add to my collection of tools. Paul says, I have learned through the lesson of life. I have learned through God's school of circumstance and situation the secret of contentment. Paul doesn't say, I've heard about it. Oh, I've heard. Or doesn't say, I've observed it in other people. Paul says, I have learned firsthand. What does it mean to be content? A commentator says this. Consider this. We cannot do contentment. It is taught by God. We need to be schooled in it. It is part of the process of being transformed through the renewing of our minds, Romans 12:1-2. It is commanded of us But paradoxically, it is created in us, not done by us. It is not the product of a series of actions, but a renewed and transformed character. Christian contentment is the direct fruit of having no higher ambition than to belong to the Lord and to be totally at his disposal in the place he appoints and the time he chooses with the provision he is pleased to make. In other words, contentment doesn't magically happen just because I'm surprised with more money or unwrap a new gift or make that next purchase, does it? So how? How can we practice contentment? Let me just suggest a few very simple practices. Number one, I think, is a very, very obvious one. Learn to give thanks in all and every situation and circumstance. Can you, in any circumstance, whether positive or negative, whether enjoyable or very displeasing, can you find something to say thank you for? Maybe just at the end of a day, if you want to practice a discipline, before you close your eyes at the end of the day, can you write down a list of three things that I can say thank you, God, for today? What does something like that do to us? A discipline like that can become effective in shifting my mood from what I feel I might be lacking and back to the many good things that I already possess. Secondly, learn to rest in God's providence and become satisfied in his provision. This could be something as simple as exercising patience and practicing restraint. By taking a deep breath before we speak and pausing before we take action, by stepping back from conflict, by putting some space between you and a situation you're facing, and learn to rest in God's providence. Thirdly, learn to be satisfied with what you have at the present moment by resisting the temptation or envy to desire what someone else may possess. Or, maybe in my case, break the habit of satisfying discontentment with another acquisition. See, we know that the lie that material possessions don't satisfy our hearts. We know that. And there's times that we need to recognize those for what they are, tools to be used, but they're not possessions to be worshipped. And maybe on the heels of that, learning to rely on God's power and provision by practicing the discipline of simplicity. Give something away regularly. Maybe something that might be somewhat valuable to you. If you learn to give something away, no strings attached, it could be a simple way to learn to rely on God, to say thank you for what you've provided for me and for the way that you sustain. Contentment. I think contentment is a learned behavior. Through the process of living life, of encountering both need and excess, Paul learns the secret of contentment, placing all rest and assurances on God through whom I can do all things, Paul says. Contentment. State of satisfaction that is anchored to our confidence in God that results in a joyful celebration of life. Enroll in the school, in God's school of contentment, and in that process, our hearts will be filled. Thank you.